Much to the concern of the elite abuser class and its tools in big tech and dinosaur media, forensic audits are becoming a thing, which only makes sense in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Arizona has blazed the trail on this so far, with the ongoing process there already yielding what sure does appear to be some very interesting information. The more the Arizona audit goes on, the more nervous and desperate Democrats and their big tech tools seem to get, and for good reason. After all, if evidence produced through such an audit was to demonstrate large-scale, systematic, organized election theft, as some have suspected since election night got unbelievably weird, then it seems possible, at least possible, that the mainstream dinosaur system servant media might have to pull another Wuhan and admit that the legitimate concerns they once dismissed as conspiracy theories that were so dangerous they had to be suppressed and erased from the public discourse. Well, those conspiracy theories about massive, coordinated, systematic election theft centering on key districts in key states, those concerns may turn out to be every bit as legit as the Wuhan lab point of origin for COVID conspiracy. And this seems to be where we're heading right now. And I say seems to be because there are no guarantees, of course, especially when it comes to the propaganda machines of dinosaur media and big tech admitting another catastrophic error of judgment, as they did with the Wuhan reversal deal. But the long, hard march toward that possibility through these forensic audits is quite a beautiful thing to behold. Rumblings out of Georgia are adding momentum to the forensic results beginning to emerge in Arizona, and other states now seem to be shifting into a pro-forensic audit stance, which means, or at least seems to mean, that the right kind of political pressure is being felt by the elite abuser class that runs our sham political systems. They know that if the sham becomes too obviously a sham, too egregious, then it will collapse. Our political system, like our economic system, is a con, and all cons rely on maintaining just enough confidence in those being pillaged in order for the pillaging to continue. In that context, these ongoing audits and emerging threats of more audits pose an existential threat to the elite abuser class, and that is a beautiful thing. If you appreciate this perspective and want a deeper dive into subjects like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.